as I always say, another tough week for us special teams-wise. Cincinnati, they got probably the best overall returner in the game in Pac-Man Jones. He's third in the league in punt return. He's second in the league in kick return. Facing another great punter in Huber. Huber is now number one in net punt. They're only giving up 5 yards, which I think is second in the league in their punt coverage. So we got a tall task there. And then, but at the same time, it'll still be about the Cleveland Browns and what we do on Sunday. We just need to continue to enhance our play, and this is a big one right here. So I think that he just, you know, it's just one of those things that he's fighting through right now. We just got back from the stadium moments ago, and I thought he kicked the ball as well as I've ever seen him. It's just one of those deals that there's some other things that sometimes go into it. But if he strikes the ball the rest of the season like he did today, we'll be in great shape. Well, yeah, there's always a lot of things that go into it. But I thought Christian, he snapped the ball well on that one that he missed the other day, and Billy would be the first one to tell you, he didn't make the kick. But yes, there has been times throughout the year that something has been off, and that's the thing about at that position. Those three have to work together, and they're working hard to get that done. And I still have confidence in him. At the end of the day, I know that I think that he's like 22 of 29 right now, or something like that. I kind of take two of those away. I mean, we gave up a block in the Baltimore game, and then we tried a 60 yarder. So in my mind, he's 22 of 27. And, that's 5 missed kicks, which put him roughly around 81%. He's a good kicker. It's just something that at the end of the day we're charged with. When we have an opportunity to get points, we got to get points. And so this weekend will be the same type of deal. I definitely think he has an opportunity. I know that some people think that we're having a lot of special teams woes, which I don't think that. And I know that we've been ridiculed about our return game, and understandably so. But at the same time, I've always stated that we will always go off of what the tape tells us. And you could see guys blocking, and it just kind of came to fruition this weekend. Guys did a great job blocking. Trav caught the ball square, did a nice job, got vertical, and hit the edge. And hopefully that continues. And to be quite honest with you, I anticipated it continuing. We rate our coverage, like I always say, it's based upon that returner. This week will be Pac-Man Jones is how we'll rate it. But going back to last week, I thought our guys, we knew what Josh was and who he is and got a lot of respect for him. But at the same time, we also stated that it was going to be about us. And I thought that we played Cleveland Browns football. I thought we were relentless. I thought that we tackled well, and I thought we played awful physical. And the good news for that is now I've challenged the guys, can we do it again? And I expect them to rise to that challenge. Spencer had a great game for us. I thought that he moved the ball around real well. I think he pinned him inside there 5 times, which obviously helped with great field position. But Spencer's having a great year for us. And I know you just don't. I don't always look at it statistically. I look at a lot of other things, a lot of the other intangibles. And he's playing real well for us at a high level, and hopefully that continues this weekend. I don't know. I mean, honestly, we're searching for that reason right there. We're going to continue to be aggressive. That's an area that we do have to clean up. It's hurt us on 3 big kick returns this year. I think the officials, obviously, they do a great job. I kind of kid with them before the game, each and every game, that if something bad happens to us, make sure that they throw the flag. And maybe they're just kind of getting confused. We've had some big returns, and they're throwing them on us. But, no, seriously, we got to clean up those things. It's with our feet and our hands and the fundamentals of that, and we're charged with doing that and got to do a better job of coaching it. I think probably a little bit of both, to be quite honest with you. As I stated before, I've always had great confidence in him, and I know the struggles that we've gone through throughout the year. But at the same time, I've also experienced it with other returners, great returners. He's not playing as much on offense right now, but I could see it on the sidelines. You could see it in his eyes that he was ready to go, and I think that the rabbit is out of his hole.